1 Corinthians chapter 11. Now the main passages from which we take and our instruction and our celebration for communion. I'd simply like you to read along with me this time. Now I'm using the New King James, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll begin in verse 23. Now here in this church, you don't have to be a member, quote-unquote, of this church to participate in communion with us. It's an open celebration. What we do ask is that you be in relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you're not, then this is the day that you can do that. Surrender your life to Jesus. Allow Him to be the Lord and Shepherd of your life. Ask Him to come into your heart to save you. We already understand John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that good news? So that's the reason why we celebrate communion. Verse 23 of chapter 11. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine who? Himself. Is communion a time at which we get to point fingers at one another? No. But let a man or a woman examine himself or herself. Lord, am I right with You? Am I right with my brothers and sisters? Am I right with my spouse? Am I right with my friends? If that person is here that I'm not right with, my dedication and commitment of heart to You is to get it taken care of prior to taking communion so I can take communion in celebration. If that person's not here, then Lord, I make a commitment and a covenant with You that I will get it taken care of immediately, my first opportunity, and I'll take and celebrate communion. Some people say, oh, well, don't take communion if you're not in good relationship. That's not what the Bible teaches. Yes, the Bible teaches that, but the emphasis of Scripture is get it right and take. Don't walk away and not take. Get it right and take communion, because we do this in remembrance of Jesus. For often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, again, I'm repeating, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man or woman examine himself or herself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. The examination of ourselves means we take time. And we do that here in this church. We take time. And we're going to take a few moments for us to wait before the Lord. And if there's something in your heart that you need to make right with someone, do it. Don't be embarrassed. Everybody's going to have their eyes closed anyway. Everybody's got their own issues. But go to that person in this room if there's something you need to make right, so you can take communion with a free spirit and a wonderful conscience and a clean heart. And if that person is not here, make it a covenant of your heart to take care of it immediately afterwards. There are some things that bear repetition this morning. I've repeated that point for a reason. Let's celebrate and take time for a great celebration. So we're just going to be quiet. If you have someone to go to, do it. And then we'll get back together again before we take the elements. Go ahead and begin to distribute the elements, if you would, fellas. We thank You, Lord, that Your body was broken for us. We thank You, Jesus, it is by Your stripes we are healed. If there's more of you that need to go, you just take time. It's great. We thank You, Lord, that by Your stripes we are healed. We thank You that You were brutally beaten for us. Thanks, George. And Lord, into Your hands we commit our spirits. We are your covenant people, and we thank you for your body and for your blood. This is a day of rejoicing. This is a day of reality. This is a day where it's not good enough to play games, but Lord, it's a day to come and partake of your broken body for us together. We thank you, Lord, that in sincerity we can do this as a covenant relationship celebration for you. Amen. Fear in our hands, we believe it represents and is indeed your body broken for us. Lord, together, by faith, today, we do this in remembrance of you. Thank you that your body was broken, your blood was shed. Thank you that upon your body you took our sicknesses, our sorrows, our griefs. Lord Jesus, you took all of our sins. And Lord, in covenant relationship with you, right now we come and we partake in remembrance of you. Let's take the element together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, as we take the fruit of the vine, we understand that this is the blood that ratifies the new covenant with us. By your shed blood, not only our pardon, but granted our inheritance. And Lord, we take this now in remembrance of you in Jesus' name. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. We praise you, Jesus. We give you praise this morning. The sacrament of life, the celebration, the Eucharist, Lord. We give you praise and thanksgiving. We worship you, Lord. Is God good?